Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Represent. Today we look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. It's field trip day. The first aid kit is packed away, the chaperones have arrived, and the excitement of the students is on full display. All you need to do now is go over the expectations for the trip. You might say something like, make sure you stay with your adult, or make sure we remember to use our walking feet out to the bus. One last bit of encouragement that you give your class might sound something like this. Boys and girls, when we are on our trip, please remember that we represent our school and, most importantly, God. Make sure to let your light shine. I always remember having a sense of pride in my students when we were on field trips. People would ask what school we belonged to, and I proudly answered them. Then, inevitably, it would happen. A student would make a less than stellar choice, and I would have to remind them of that final bit of encouragement I gave them right before we left for the trip. I would also have to remind myself that my class was not perfect, and my worth as a teacher didn't depend on their behavior. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. We have been called out of darkness into His wonderful light. How incredible is that? We will fail day in, day out, but we are chosen by God and let our light shine because He puts us in that light of this forgiveness and grace. Encouraging our class to let their light shine is a good thing. Whether they are in the classroom or on a field trip, we can always be encouraging our students to live as the chosen people we are. We are teaching little disciples, little witnesses, to shine in their homes, in their neighborhoods, and beyond. And when they fall short, because they will, give them the assurance of God's grace. Encourage them to shine brightly again and again because they are chosen by the One who shines the very brightest. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please help me live like a chosen child of Yours. Help my words and actions reflect the kind of light that You shine. Forgive me when I fall short and give me strength to tackle any temptations that come my way. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.